And therefore, that certainly prefers gospel cultural. Let us begin by discussing the halakhic permissibility of simply entering a non-kosher restaurant. Just to walk in, use the phone. What's the problem? That's right. Mar is ayin. Chazal taught us that it is prohibited to do something which is, has a semblance, has an appearance of doing something wrong. And certainly walking into a non-kosher restaurant has a semblance of appearance. Seems to me that given current conditions, it is permissible. And the reason is, people are aware of the fact that in the world of business, lunch meetings are just a part of the culture. However, it seems it's only permissible if it looks like a business meeting. You know, you're walking in business clothing, you don't know what to do. You know better than me, you're supposed to wear these business meetings. I was mortified, shocked, horrified to find out how things go from one to the other, and there are individuals who feel that it is permissible for them to go in lunch hour in Manhattan in a three-piece suit and attaché case into a non-kosher restaurant and somehow get around the problems, as we'll discuss soon. They can do it on a Saturday night in suburban New Jersey as well. Nothing could be further from the truth. Not a dispensation which is wide and broad in scope, limited to a business situation which looks like a business situation. Otherwise, it's walking into the problem. Next, what do you eat? I've been told that so many upscale eateries with food and not kosher. But they have certain culture individuals who come to eat in their place. They've been able to make arrangements to have food imported from a different purveyor. Yes, more or less airline food. I know, you know, the fancy restaurant and the food is, but that's what the Gemara says. Actually, delicious. Well, my estimate comes from the grocery line. He makes me the airline food, which has no you on it, not that stuff, just straight. The next best thing. Again, better go to a kosher restaurant. The best, next best eating airline food. In the middle of a fancy restaurant. Okay? But somehow that's impossible. One of two reasons. Either the restaurant won't provide it, or you lose your job over it. Now what do you do? So the first glance, it's over. You can't be stuck. Even if the food is kosher, but the utensils are certainly not kosher. The dishes, the flatware are certainly not kosher. So what do you do? Well, you look at Shulchan Aruch. And then you find that if the food they're eating is hot, so it's warm, because the food is hot can pull out some taste of non-kosher in the flatware or in the dishes and render the kosher food, you leave the kosher food, will render it non-kosher. But you're not going to find anything hot which you can eat there anyway. You're going to be only cold. It's only cold. Cold food or cold dishes does not absorb or pull out any non-kosher taste from the flatware from the dishes. So for example, if you want to have a cold melon, and you'll have a dish which is non-kosher. There's no other consequence as such, because the cold dish, the cold melon, nothing's going to pass between the dish and the melon. Could be there yesterday, could be early this morning. That same cold dish was used for real, they put, I don't know, put their bacon and eggs on the same roof. Just think about it for a second. The bacon and eggs, the same plate that for breakfast they had for lunch. I assume they washed it well in between, but we'll assume that. Put it in a dishwasher. Now you put a piece of cantaloupe on it. There's no consequence, a lot of it. Fork and knife, you used to ham and eggs this morning. Put it in a dishwasher. And I used a fork and knife to cut the watermelon or the habanero or the whatever food you're using. Mother, arisen.
On a regular basis?
No. Only back Fridays, which is impossible. We use back Fridays once in a while. Once in a while. Luke, how do you define once in a while? Who knows? Who took the ad back this morning?
Huh?
Once a month, exactly. Once a month, you know, Mr. Brewer,
yes,
in the new test. Once a month. So they say you shouldn't rely upon this sensation on a daily basis. It's stuck. It's got a business meeting. Now, what do you have to do? Go more than once a month. So I think it also averages out about once a month. I mean, it's hard to say specifically once a month. You should be going on a regular basis. Now, I'll ask you the question for the people who are already head of the business world. You have to go out to these places more than once a month to eat non kosher food at lunch. What do you say? Could be. Could trouble.
The once a month is relying on the cold.
Yeah, only cold.
So we can go, and the Mar Sinai though is more than once a month.
So you should try to go to the kosher restaurant, and you should try to eat the airline food. But the reliance upon this particular dispensation of the cold dishes, it says impossible. You should rely upon only once a month. I mean, it says black bread, which is interpreting this once a month fast. You don't have it. Yes. Right, I think you can average it out. Mind you, you can average it, you can break. Average it out. You have to go 2-3 times in a row, okay, later in the month, and stop again. Keep your tax bill and the receipts, and keep your once a month, that's not so easy. Be very careful, however, not use anything sharp. It's called a double coloring. If it's sharp, then it's a major problem. Especially if you use a knife to cut it. Makes it much worse. They have a bottom line, a salad bar. So you have a problem using onions, or something else to the shop. You're having only, let's say, for example, cucumbers, tomatoes, so then carrots. So then it should be, again, all right, in such a circumstance, such limitations. I should add, of course, no dressing. Dressing can be very easily non-kosher. Yes? Could be. Depends how it's used. Yes?
If you wanted a salad, it comes with pieces of onion inside, so if you take it out, is it okay to eat? Or
yes. If you take it, take that back. No. The reason is because they use a knife in the kitchen, who knows what the history of that knife is. So even if we assume that the average knife's clean, because they used yesterday for some trade, and the onion brings out a taste. So just stay away. No, technically you gotta just get rid of the onion. It's only the onion. Okay? Yes? I didn't say bugs. There are no bugs from cucumbers, and no bugs from carrots, and no bugs from tomatoes. That's why I picked those examples. Yes? Very good question. Very good question. Well, because they may have been used for onions, but again, it doesn't make a difference because right now it's only using for cucumbers. But if I just pull things out, you know, push things in, it won't struggle with anything else. Here's actually the definition. Maybe the knife is used for non-kosher food and it's still dirty. So technically speaking, these eateries are supposed to have segregated utensils. Supposed to have knives specialized for salad bar. That's supposed to borrow a knife from the pastrami section to cut the salad. Okay, that's supposed to be that way. Is it really that way in all conditions? I wouldn't guarantee it. I wouldn't guarantee it. But I would say that certainly you check it out in minutes. But I would guess most eateries, in a significant majority of the cases, did it that way. You have a right to rely upon the road, the majority of the cases is found in Ramah. On the post game, at least, rely on the road, the non Jewish neighborhoods, they had to eat non Jewish Caleb, the majority of the utensils were clean.
What's up to the
that hasn't been cut, just on flavor, okay?
What are you going to show me? Which flavor? Not the color of this?
Like a jalapeno pepper or something.
Just stay away from Bob's is a serious child. Without any discussion, Bob's tonight. The SB is grade A iceberg lettuce. They're not going to have no Bob's. But, you know, the restaurant bought grade A. The bill is high when you buy grade A lettuce. Okay. Okay. Can you eat anything else besides fruits and vegetables? Some say eat cottage cheese. As the OU will like it. And if it doesn't, they are kosher anyway. It's not part of non-kosher cottage. There are a bunch of children that they eat non-kosher rennet, it's still considered to be kosher. So what you should do is call the place of demand, say you're a kosher customer, you want to have cottage cheese. They say it's an OU product, and you're allowed to rely on that. Because even if it's not an OU product, it's not a Latin kosher anyway. The cottage cheese. So they don't know that. These are double. This is previous information. What about ice cream? If you can be guaranteed for the kosher brand, then you can ask people how they get ice cream in ice cream stores. The ice is under the OU, and they tell you they're not, you don't take responsibility after it comes out of there or whatever. But if you watch them, if you get the OU ice cream, and they dish it out, they clean scoops, and they put on a clean plate, they're missing them. The best thing, of course, is Coca-Cola. There's a station that you have in the back, samples, you have kosher soda, kosher. That's the best thing. Don't throw some of the hot drinks. It's complicated. The styrofoam cup, I think these are pieces of food. Have a look at a styrofoam cup. It's worse than the yellow one. This is just stick with the Coca-Cola. The Rabbah, those who want to look it up, relies upon majorities that the food is covered in the night, probably clean, is in Simon Tabi Hov Sid Dalit. Best thing, of course, is to order a full vegetable, you know, full cucumber, full fruit, and then you can take care of yourself and have that you see it clean. That's the best thing. The best thing. Fish? People have, believe it or not, eat fish in non-kosher restaurants. They're crazy. You don't know what kind of fish it is, how those fish is cooked, you know what it's cooked in. Come on, it's not meat, it's not shrimp, what could be wrong? Many things could be wrong. Just don't do it. Yes?
I didn't hear if you mentioned what you did in class
or not. I did pay for you, that's fine.
Why did you do something
hot? No, I said stay away from hot. I almost took all the coat. Yes? Absolutely wear a yarmulke at all times. Always wear a yarmulke. If you can do it, some people don't wear yarmulke. Okay, so for other reasons. If you can wear yarmulke, always do it. Yes?
If you're sure that they cut the yarmulke, let's say, with onion dicer, which they don't use for anything else, onion dicer, is that okay?
No. Anything can happen. They use it once for something else. You can't be 100% sure of the situation. So it's too risky with onions. Hot stuff, whether it be literally hot or hot, like hot onions, stay away from things dry. Yes? Okay. You can have yogurt in some cases, you know for sure yogurt is kosher. Different things that you shouldn't really go into a non-kosher, I use the phrase, drinkery, a non-Jewish drinkery, as opposed to an eatery, a bar, or they go by all kinds of names, a cocktail lab, you know the names. This isn't Shemana when you're there, it's in Kuf Yudal, just stay away from these places. Stay away. Okay. Yes.
You mentioned that earlier that that's the disagreement by saying the
absolutely.
But many times, especially on some internships or something like that, a lot of times they take the interns on these mandatory social outings, things like that, so we might have to do them in the restaurant.
Refuse to go in. And they should not be able to touch you for a social outing. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to go in and throw it away. Be the client, and I have a father responsibility. Social out. I have my peanut butter sandwich, and I wait outside in the truck and the bus, or whatever it is. And I'll come back. Yeah?
Certain companies, they have, now policy dress down day every day. So when they have to do
this, every day dress down. Well, Friday is in some of them.
In the sky.
High tech. We blushed around it. No comment.
Finance also.
Yeah. Finance dresses down?
All the banks now are dressed down.
Banks? But it's I guess all of the but they still carry the shakings? Oh,
laptop.
Okay, whatever it is, you won't put your check in the laptop and you think it's not normal for this meeting. If you're dressed all down. Yeah. Okay. Another step for restaurants, cashless. I want to discuss a few other important matters. One of the big issues now in the business world is that the business world has not become, thank God, the glass ceiling has been broken, and now there are men and women almost equally in the business world. How do you relate to a man or a woman if you are a woman or a man? How do you do it? Let's start with something, shaking hands. Every time you shout out to say it. And in those interviews, used to be, in the old world, times, only the men had very few shadows, but most of the businessmen were men. Now it's 50-50, and the interview is a woman, and what do you do? She puts out to hello. You get to be rejected immediately. Just say, hello. So, maybe you should get rejected immediately. There are some people I know who says, I'm sorry, man, and I can't shake your hand. She may say, out. Or she may say, hey, man of principle. So that love is as follows. The truth is that you're special by shaking hands with women, but much she says, well, if you shake hands with a woman, the problem that shouldn't be the common we call the better people. Affectionate contact. In other words, it's not affectionate, but it's strictly speaking permissible. It's hard to draw a line. So I would say if you're in a busy situation or a general situation, whether it's a question of embarrassment, etc., you can make sure that it's your businessman, you're not an expert in business like handshake. There's no affection shown whatsoever, and there's grounds to be leaning into the circumstances. What about yarmulkes? Yes? Dead fish. Well, dead fish has been fired. There's a Francis of stories to tell about the rocks, upon the rocks, some came to the Shiva once, and the water was standing around, some lady walks in, and extends her hand, and everyone says, what the rock is doing? Finally, he sent the dead fish. You put a little limp, a few things that you should have said, and that was the end. You get fired about it, so. I suggested a bone crusher. That's not feeble. You're being assertive, aggressive, and a businessman, you will be fired. You can't be in those extremes. Okay, where are the actors? Yeah, you could have a very serious issue. Even the seclusion, the man and woman have secluded. I'm told that in many areas now in the business world, they get glass because of all these harassment cases and lawsuit cases and everything. I can make a suggestion to you. You don't have to play a phone. Just say, My lawyer told me, on the advice of an attorney, and that's right away over all the years, on the advice of counsel, I'm not to be secluded in the room of the woman from fear of harassment suit. Advice of counsel. Okay. Now, he says it's permissible if you will be able to have a job without a yarmulke, no job with a yarmulke, you may remove it. Even if it's not there, you get a promotion to the tune of at least 20%. So you have to give up. Even in the Bible, this is a say, the Chomish and the Fasol. So, too, a Yarmulke is only a minute. That's correct and true. Let's be honest. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, businessmen with Yarmulke, the lawyers with Yarmulke, the accountants with Yarmulke, were few and far between. It was almost not even tolerated. We have been the beneficiaries of the, let's say, ethnic pride of other groups that have seen fit dressed according to their own traditions. And once that happened, I don't want to give examples, but they walk around nuts. So you can certainly wear a yarmulke. That's a change for my view is, even if it's permissible, technically speaking, to remove a yarmulke, they get a job, try very, very hard to wear the yarmulke. And not only because of the minute of yarmulke per se as such, I view a yarmulke as a protective device. People see a yarmulke, even in this day, unfortunately, through the discredit in some circles, it's still a measure of protection. It's wearing a yarmulke, you don't take the same liberties, you shouldn't take the same liberties of the person who is wearing a yarmulke. Unfortunately, I have my many talmidim over, teaching for many years. And they come back to the course. The world of business is not only the business of business, we discuss the business world and the law firm, etc. But there's many other kinds of not nice business that we discuss. I'm planning to talk soon to work for those premier law firms. Instead of discussing the tax abatement, we're discussing quotes, my daughter. Who's sleeping with whom in the firm? What's going on in the... I need a Yeshiva boy to come to Kodesh or Torah or the Smedish. I need to go back to the Seven Kedushin and go on. No, this is what's going on. This is the small talk around the table. He's wearing the yarmulke. It gives him at least a modicum of some measure of protection. I'm not part of this. I can't discuss this matter. Look out. I don't want anything to do with the discussion. And wearing the yarmulke is a very helpful thing in this context. Especially, we know that the dress, women's dress, and the world of business leaves what we desire. And some of us, we know what's going on. And we know by the middle pair, the kind of talk that. When it's innuendo to be explicit, you have to get away from all this. You have to get away from this. The yarmulke is of some help. We spoke today in the earlier year about those who sue on the nation, you have to watch your eyes, you have to watch your ears, what people are saying to you. It's so difficult. It's so difficult. And I feel that the wearing of the yarmulke, the person with the yarmulke, and to be careful about these matters, is a kiddush Shem Shemayim. Sanctification, then we've had a meeting for a year with the Yarmulke, he will not get involved with these kinds of things. Gotta tell you a story. It's not a joke. Tom and I was involved in one of those, again, Wall Street firms, and he was very careful. He was Yarmulke, and everyone's had these things, it seems very careful. Once, there was a co-worker who was retiring after many, many years in the firm, and he felt just had to go to that little bye-bye party that they make for people who leave firms. So he had no choice but to go. So he felt. He went to one of these, you know how it works, they have double program in most cases. Like we had a double program, we had a Torah Mata, they have business and drinking. So after 5 o'clock, then the bar is closed, they have to go to drinking. And it's terrible. And when the woman drinks, you don't have to drink. I hope you don't have to drink. But you drink, the inhibition starts to just knuckle in. And this poor fellow fell in. And it was literally a threat to his marriage. And without exaggeration, I was called in an emergency session. Thank God we were able to save the situation. And here I learned that even the best of the Talmidim, well, the Yerei Shammai, you know, I learned that there's never the doctor who misses everything. You take one drink and anything can happen. Anything can happen. A drink is a song. I told this story before once, I was once sitting in the base medrash, the first hall, we used to learn there the color, and I get a phone. I had a call from a certain rabbi of Shaila. Unbelievable. What happened? She got a call from a woman. She said she was a Beis Yaakov graduate. Her husband had a smicha. She went to a business meeting somewhere. That's how it was. In Las Vegas, about had a biggest event center in the whole wide USA. Yeah. Right? Business meeting. That's what she meant. So she made one mistake. One mistake. She's tired all day. She took a drink. The drink. She's lost a little bit of her clarity. Some bum walks over and said, oh, it's another drink. And she made a second mistake, and another drink. There's a walk to a room. The third mistake, she's ready to answer him. I want to say that's the story. The shadow was that she committed to stay with us. You can figure out whether that's out of the drink. So, as bad as drinking is for men, it's worse for women. Just don't drink. It's terrible. Stay away. I'm such a firm opponent of the cloud of alcohol. What do you mean? In the shtibul, there's always drinking a little glaze in the schnapps. They know how to do it with measure, they know it's a different world. Today, the drink is poison. That's disgusting to kill yourself in the car accident. As we know, it's happened in the shtibul world, it's not disgusting in those populations. Just stay away. And if you're going to have a glaze of schnapps Shabbos morning, between the fish and the meat, but not 6 days a week. I really think it's a terrible, terrible thing. It's a far, far poison of the job. Terrible. I mean, on the job, on the job right after the job. These disastrous consequences. Terrible. I should add, of course, that the Yom is not only an opportunity for distinction, it's also an opportunity for disgrace. If you wear Yom and you're dishonest, if you don't talk politely and you're running out of it, kill Hashem. I don't think that this category is a Gemara says it, except for you would have paid off. Someone who is observant and he's Tibura Benachas and Abrius, speaks politely. Well, my soul, my thumb, that only is honest. People say, like, wow, the great guy. Fortunately, his parents who brought up the Torah, his rebellion who taught the Torah. And I've told my, I've been in Tamidim over the years. I tell my boys, I don't want to see you in the newspaper. It's one of those guys that didn't query about it. I don't want to see it. You know, in business, you'll often be tempted with a shady deal. Yeah, you know, everyone does it. Come on. Just say no. Especially most of them are working for yourselves. You're going to work for the NBA or somebody else. But just saying no even to yourself, go out of your way in the Kaddish and Shemayim. Even in dealings, especially if you're not Jews, be so careful about the issue of Kill Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. Pointed out, beautiful biographical work of the late Erwin Buhman, the one of the textile industrialist, 50, 60 years ago in America, the more commending him. And he had a dealing with a non-Jew and he gave back tens of thousands of dollars, like a billion of them. And he gave it back and took out the way with it. And the person said, wow, this is going to happen to me before. And it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem and the papers and everything. It was tremendous. That's what it's all about. What's life here? What are you in this world for? The Kaddish and Shemani. And an opportunity to do so. Don't succumb to the shady deal. Furthermore, when a person goes out to the outside world, he has to make sure to fulfill the next called ultimately for his question at 128. The first question, we want to visit the second question. Kovah to Ethan LaTorah. Not all Hashem was a Meshiva that one learns. That is the Mishnah is. There's excellent arousal of learning. You learn at night, you see people learning. You go out into the business world, what are you doing? You have to have a Shiva. Say that, or lose something. But that might be. Maybe it's just the railroad going into work. Read the times, what the times will be. Read the Mishnahs. Have a tape. There's so many tapes now. You name it, some total tapes. So many tapes. You have 45 minutes to work, back and forth, speech, tape, everything, another tape. This is exactly what you commute. I want to discuss a few other issues before I conclude and at least the questions. Yes?
Are you allowed to ask a woman in the office, how are you and how was your weekend?
Yes. That's it. Yes?
If you're thinking about the subway or a bus, you're probably going to have an arrow.
You just this morning, just close your eyes and hear a phone. Oh, very good question. If your eyes are in the Mishnah, you're also okay. Just look at the Mishnah. Okay? Ribbis, gentlemen. Interest. I can't speak about the specifics now. My student is in the Ribbis next semester. If I come. And the big, major problem is you can't go to all the details I recommended for the books. In English, I have an awesome book on it, and I'm going to write a great book. Buy it before you issue it. You have to have it, because you can get stuck in any business dealing with a lawyer, business accountant, and stuff like this all the time. And the lawyers also own it. Not only the principals. The lawyers and the accountants are still going to deal with the violation. They're the first. Then, these are our calls, appearing before non-Jewish courts. Elam is quoted, and he disputes to be resolved in the Bezdin. Sometimes there are groups within an industry that resolve disputes, permissible, the Diamond Club, but then I'm using any other set of laws, using equity, fairness, but to go in front of a real court is a very serious problem. Okay, so you're allowed, you're with non-Jews, etc. And watch out for Shul Shabbos. Shul Shabbos? I'm a Shul Shabbos. Number one, you have to leave early on Friday. I know the ASR has finished the deal, but leave early on Friday. It's always the worst traffic in New York. It's terrible. That opens public transportation. How many people drive every day to work? 10 for Fridays. Two chances. It's cut. Gridlock. Number two, watch out for the business which is going on in your behalf, Shabbos. Not so simple. Internet business. E-business, as they call it. Not so simple. It's as shallow. It's not as complicated. Non-Jewish partners. Not so simple. If you to tell a non-Jew to do this thing on Shabbos, it's also not simple. Now, there's travel that was here. FedEx on Friday, they're very challenging. You come to Saturday delivery. Be very careful with these nights.
So it's a problem, or it's also the FedEx on Friday?
And you do FedEx next day delivery, or over the weekend delivery?
Next day is a Vadaser.
I think something's on. We're on shots. I want to conclude with a bracha. A bracha for you and a bracha for me. Chazal say, "Any parents, the adults say, it's not what we call the same. What's the Tehillim?" What God interprets to mean that a person should hope that within his circle, it shouldn't be individuals who cause all kinds of problems. People are walk through the gates and pierces and the yotes, they walk, they leave the dark, and and he will leave the data, unfortunately, the world of business. Make too much money, it's more than this was called Yishma Yishim by Yibat. And it's not, he was screaming, all these guys and all the shooters, which are these thieves, and in the spa, they're all chanting with all the same. What's with all the same? Ask them, with all the same. Got a yeshiva, he has been many years, has many students, Sai Sims has been here for not that many years, but quite a few years by now. I would hope that the record of Sai Sims graduates, in terms of their honesty, of their being mentioned, of their being polite, of their adherence, standards of Torah service is high. I give the problem of this school and to my family and all the yeshiva to continue to maintain high standards, thereby to be successful in business, yes, at the same time, with the kind of change of mind. I'll take any questions we have right now. Yes? Is the supervisor Jewish or not Jewish? Not Jewish. If he's not Jewish, we can find a somewhat of leniency. Because it's not simple. It's not a sign. I understand. Hold on. So you walk into the McDonald's, you try to walk into the Manavish. I don't know how to do that exactly. Try to walk into the business, by the way. I don't know what that means. And walk out with a wrapped bag. Please give me the plain paper bag around the dormitory. So minimize the power sign. Think about this. Jewish. That's a real problem. We discussed that in Shia yesterday. What's that called? Lift the Hebrew. It's not a real lift the Hebrew. Let's say, go get it yourself. Some say they'll make it. Some was a visual center. There are grounds. But you should try to avoid it. I don't know what that is. I am very low telling them to take off the arm. This is bothersome. You know what you should do? You should have a cap. You don't have to wear a black hat like me. You can wear a cap. It's called ivory caps. You don't have to wear little things you fold them up. And when it's appropriate, you put it on. You don't have these winter caps, those wool things. It's a black. The summer is going to be a problem. We're very low winter in the year. I want to discuss when I've got this done before. It's a ticker situation, I want to say that anyway. I have to be a strong opponent of wedding bands for men. I find that it is often a product of B2ism and in fact, feminism and all kinds of things. I'm opposed to it. Nonetheless, I've been told by certain of my community that a wedding band in the world of business can be very helpful. It will sometimes put off some advances. In that case, I think you should have one. Put it on. You're leaving the subway, there's a train, a bus on the way to work. Put it on. On the way off, on the way out of work, you can take it off. By the way, you can buy it now. Don't do matter. Yes. Could be. Yes.
Clothing shop that the clothing closure, but the shop itself is like Starbucks, for example. If you don't have the clothing
closure, in theory, the color shop is the Starbucks color. Theory. They could have non-closure brands, could have non-closure. Creamers, you can't make sure it's only really milk. There are some possibilities, but we try to avoid it. Coca-Cola is very good. Any more questions? Yes?
In terms of real estate, you don't have to charge ladies for under the
default. In some cases, ladies are not considered to be real estate. It's a big clerical fee, but it's stuff that you do over and over and over again. So if the lady happens to be 2% per month, then you know it's not really a lady fee. Yes?
What if the food is cold, like an apple, but you know when they take the plate out of the hot plate?
Stay away from hot plates. If the cold plate and apples. Hot plate, so I'm getting this out. I can't use cold like that. I need cold plates. On the way out of this question. Yes?
Your problem is signing contract work for over 3 years.
Oh, wow. Tulsa's development is here. You just learned it. It's amazing. Tulsa said there's no problem. And then Bill Gong posted the Mordecai said there is a problem. So, you can avoid it, you can avoid it, but if you have to tell him, you have to do it as a child.
What's the problem with the question?
Cool, then you call me, I'll go to the asshole. I heard about an ex on a contract for what? $250 million, or maybe? Such money, maybe you find it cool. Thank you very much, good night. We got a mark now, okay? Go on.
So, much of the Lord, very pleased by the attendance here tonight. I call for coming after tomorrow, the people will be here.
After
tomorrow?